Welcome to Shor Machshava on the Daf. Shir is Lilui Nishmas, my wife's grandfather, Rav Zev Ben Tzvi HaLevi, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who passed away this week. We're holding him in Menachas Daf Tzayin. The Gemara Amud Aleph brings the concept of Kol Oise Al Das Rishoyne Hu Oise. Someone who does something is following his original thought. If he had original thought, even though later he did not have that thought, we say he's continuing that original thought. The Sifra Chassidus learned from here, Legabe Avoides Hashem. The Machzeh Avrom, which was written by Rabbi Avrom Mibutach, the one who wrote the Eishel Avrom, which was printed at the end of Shulchan Aruch. So in Parshas Vayetze, on the pasuk that says, Sulam Mutzav Arzo, V'roi Shemegiya Shemayim, V'nei Malecha Eloikim Oilim V'yordim Boi. He starts by saying, we know that Halacha is a person has to have Kavon in the beginning of davening. The first Broch has to have Kavon. Why? What's the reason the Kavon is to be only in the beginning? Because we have a din of Kol Oise Al Das Rishayne Oise. So as long as the beginning had kavana, everything else follows through based on that beginning. Says that's the pshat in the pasuk. Sulam mutzavarzo. Even though it's mutzavarzo, so here it's in the land. It doesn't. It's not the head person is not up there in shemaim. But because roishay megiya shemaima, because the beginning that was in the shemaim was in the right place. So you may lemaloche loikim or leviyordim boy, and the hashpah continues to come even though later it's already on the haaretz. In parshas Vayichi. He brings on the pasuk Yisachar Chomer Gorim Roivitz Bnei Mishpatayim Vayar Menucha Kitoy Vaoritz Kineimo Vayet Shichmo Lizboy Vayilam Asuived. That's a pasuk written about Yisachar. So he says a big insight. He says like this: a person who's learning Torah and the Torah is so delicious for him, he enjoys Torah so much. There's no chisorin in that. He refers to the Aglital in the Akdomo. It says it's some question. If you enjoy Torah so much, maybe there's no reward. The reward has to be only when it's difficult. So the way Machzeh Avrom says, he says when you start learning, it's always difficult. Later it becomes gishmak. Later it becomes delicious. The fact that a person toiled, worked hard for the Torah to be arevanim, for him to enjoy Torah, that doesn't take away from his reward. The reason he got to that level, that Torah is so gishmak, is because he put so much koiches, he was put so much effort to get to that level. So from here on, he continues to get reward as if it's very difficult and not enjoyable for him. Why? Because of the concept, kol oise al das rishoyne hu oise. The way you started, that mindset continues on. If it's difficult in the beginning, it's considered to be difficult the whole time. And he says, that's the pshat in the pasuk. Which means he's with his masa, he's with his with yoke, even when he's resting, meaning the yoke of Torah. Because for him, it's not a yoke. For him, it's not a masa. For him, it's not something difficult. He enjoys it. He says, but that's the Hemshech HaPasuk. In the beginning, we had to choose, will he learn Torah? He's going to go out to work. He's going to go out to do other things. He saw the world looks very enjoyable. Tanugi or Ilamaze are really appealing. But then, Vayet Shichmoy Lizboy of Ilamasoivet. Then he agreed to toil and he was hard and he had to give up on all Tanugi Ilamaze to do Torah, to learn Torah. So, even now when it's not difficult anymore, even though now it's very enjoyable and Gishmak to learn Torah, he's still getting reward because of that original choice. It's called Kolo Isal Das Rishoyne Oise. One more source, the Sefer Emunas Moshe of the Alexander Rebbe, Parash Kisavoy. The pasuk says, "Lakachta mirishis kol priya adom." So the Me'ah Shiloh writes one sentence, which is not so understood what he means. He says, "Ad adom machzil laKadosh Baruch Hu reishis priya adom." A person gives back to Kadosh Baruch Hu the first fruit. That shows that he can really worship Kadosh Baruch Hu with everything that he has. So explains the Emunas Moshe why. Because we have a rule, kol oise al das rishoyne hu oise. So you may, when a person gives his reish, he's Tekadosh Baruch Hu, he gives the beginning of Tekadosh Baruch Hu, everything else follows through is also Tekadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the inyan, that a person in the beginning of the night and in the beginning of the morning, he's going to say, I want to be Oyved Hashem. And if he does that at the beginning of every period, so that's considered to be that he's giving the reish, he's Tekadosh Baruch Hu, and everything else will follow through. And he says, man, that may be the reason that we have Kriya Shema in the evening and the morning. The Kriya Shema is the beginning of the evening, beginning of the morning, to start the morning, to start the night with a das and rotzay lava. He says, Hashem b'chol levavo b'chol nafshoy. He mainly is going to follow through the whole night and the whole day. And man, that's the reason he says we don't say Kriya Shema in Mincha because it needs to be the beginning. The beginning of the morning is with Shachris, the beginning of the night starts with Arvis, and that's where we start the beginning, and immediately everything falls through after that. Anybody who wants to join or sponsor the Shor Machshava Shiurim, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.